Can you feel life moving through your mind? Looks like it came back for more. Yeah, can you feel time slipping down your spine? You try to ignore. Yeah, but you can hardly swallow your fears and pain. Well, you can't help but follow. They put you right back where you came. Live and learn, hanging on the edge of tomorrow. Live and learn from the works of yesterday. Live and learn, if you beg or if you borrow. Live and learn, you may never find your way.
And that was Valkyrie Celeste, and I think that that was a song from Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Live and learn.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, so first off, I love that game, and I love you right now, Valk, for doing that. So I think that Gildragon better watch out, because...
Ooh.
Whew. And also, okay, so onto the actual critique. I think this is actually, like, really hot. Like, the ooms and stuff were, like, roar, ah, in your face. Like, the very first line, I was kind of like, huh. And then after the first it was all like... Whoa, energy, and bam, and roar. Valk is a sex pot. Like,
and a bunch of onomatopoeias.
Yeah, it was just like, whew. I have, like, a lot of onomatopoeias in my notes, just, like, big caps. I wouldn't have, like, thought of this song as a good audition, because it seems like something that would work really, really well with music. But I think that you had, like, the energy, and, like, you amped it up so well that it did work. So I'm done raving. Go ahead.
I had no notes for that.
He's speechless.
He also thought it
I wasn't
sexy.
Necessarily speechless, but I was trying to figure out what was happening.
She was like attacking us. She was like, brah.
Yeah. It was like
she went super Valk.
Super Valk.
She did. She got all the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh my god, we're such geeks.
It's okay. No one's judging us. We're judging them. I don't really know what else to say about it. It was very well performed. Like, even though it was a rock song, a cappella, which sounds like something that should never happen, it worked. I don't know how you managed to do that, but kudos for that. I have nothing else to say. JC. Mm.
Yes, Valkyrie Celeste. My first note, Sonic Adventure 2. Okay. Yeah, I'm a video game nerd. But yes, I don't have much to add, but you had very nice energy. Loved your performance on this. And yeah, usually picking a rock song for an a cappella audition is either hit or miss, depending on how you do it, but you made it work for you,
it's
so...
Miss. It's always miss.
Well,
except this time.
Except for this time, but, yes, great job, Valk. Kudos.
Major kudos. Yes.
Don't forget me!
My only real note is powerful and, oh my god, this is awesome.
See, she sang with her boobs in this song, and that's what Amanda was missing.
Lots yeah, that's what you call busting out.
Take note of this, because it was just like, she was like, shaking it, and...
She was shimmying.
I'm just like, whew. I think I should go bake a cheesecake for you now.
Ooh.
I need to go cool off.
I need to get back in the kitchen.
Well, oh man. Well, okay, anyways.
Moving on.
Up next... Yes, Oliviana.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend.
There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you'll never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of time. There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. There's a fine, fine line between you're wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of your time.
So that was Olivieta with Fine Fine Line from Avenue Q. And you're first on this one, Zach.
Okay. You, since I can't pronounce your name, I shall call you Aloe Vera. You have, like, the perfect Kate Monster voice. Like, it sounded like you came right off the CD and just sang this just for us. But you were really lacking on the energy side of things. Like, the song is a power ballad, and you were lacking the power. So, it didn't necessarily kill the song, but it defeated the purpose of her singing this song, I guess. If that makes sense. It makes sense to me, that's all that matters right now. There were times where you changed the melody around a little bit. I don't know what caused that or why. But it was really awkward sounding, especially when basically everyone, every female ever has covered the song, so I've heard it a few times. And I know that it's wrong, so I don't know what that was. It really, like, made my ears angry. But overall, it was very pretty. You have a very nice voice. You just need to put more oomph into it. Right, JC?
Mm-hmm. You gotta bust out a little bit. Ha ha ha. See what I did there? Okay.
Bust. I made a funny.
Okay. Yeah, so Liviana, at least I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Yes, you do have... Alavera, Liviana, whatever, Italian girl. Yeah, so Liviana, you have a very nice tone, very, very pretty voice. But, yes, I do agree, it could have used much more oomph. Because, I mean, the whole reason she sings this song is because this guy dumps her just because he can't make up his mind. And she's like, wait, what? No! Damn! So, yes, I didn't really hear the emotion or much of a performance in it. So, and the liberties that you took with it, it didn't quite work for the song, but you do have
there's
a very pretty
good
voice.
Good liberties, and then there's bad liberties. There's good improv notes, there's bad improv notes. Once you learn the difference, then...
Smooth sailing.
Yeah. We okay, weren't buying what you were selling here.
I want my money back. Okay, Lina?
All right, I have to agree with what Zach said. The voice matched the song choice with the character, Kate Monster. Upward Climb was one of the things I caught with the change in melody.
Yeah.
I liked the one you had at one of the loves. It was pretty. And I don't think you got some of the lower notes, because it sounded like you couldn't hit them quite right. I do agree that you did need a lot more energy, because Princeton just, like, broke her heart, and yeah, he's
that
a douche.
Bastard!
That
and she doesn't need men anymore. She's a powerful female.
She can make her monster school, and it'll be all like, booyah, bitches.
Suck on that, Princeton.
But yeah, that's all I really have, Millie.
Okay, yeah, I have mostly the same notes as everybody else. I think that you had, like, for the quality of your voice, I think you're my favorite on VH who's done Kate Monster just because you match it so well. And yeah, the Worth the Uphill Climb, like, totally threw me off. I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then, like, my last
Melly Smash. Actually,
yeah, Melly Smash, really. The one thing I have other than, like, everybody else's notes is on the very last Love, you cut it short, and I was, like, really waiting for that, like, bam moment, and it didn't come. I was disappointed. But you did sound, like, really nice, and you do have a nice voice, so.
We missed the bam train.
Yeah, you did. All right, so I know we said we had 6 auditions, but we have now gotten 2 more auditions, so.
Canadians lie.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I need to go to bed.
Okay, well, 2 more auditions.
You need some sugar pills so you can be nice.
Now we are going to go to Rochelle Euler. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder, children get older, and I'm getting older too. Yeah, I'm getting older too. Okay, and that was Rochelle Euler with Landslide by Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
I love me some Stevie Nicks, so.
I thought this was country.
Well, there's a Dixie Chicks version of it.
That's one I probably know then.
I like that version too, but I love Fleetwood Mac like so much, so I'm just like, ah, oh, Stevie Nicks. So, JC.
Okay. Yeah, you probably thought it was country because she kind of had that twang in her voice for this one. But let's see, Rochelle Euler. You had very nice tone in this song, but then again, you're Rochelle Euler. You always sing good. But I also wrote down, ooh, harmonies. I really liked the little harmonies you put in there. My only big gripe with this is I felt you could have used more energy in it. Like, this felt a little subdued given the song choice. But, you know, from what I hear, this was kind of a quickie, so I don't hold that too much against you. So, there we go.
Okay. Well, like I said, I thought this was a country song, and I thought this was natural because she is a Lone Star judge. Plugging. They're taking auditions right now. I do like the self-harmonizing. It was pretty, and it had a nice touch to it. There was this one pause that I noticed, and I thought she had good energy and emotion. So, yeah. Millie?
I want to read directly off my notes here. So I said, whoa, sounds kind of like she added a harmony. What rage times what? That was exactly off my notes there, because I was like about to write a note, and then you came in with harmonies, and I kind of like lost my thoughts there. I liked your emotion from the beginning, but I felt it didn't like build to anything, so it kind of it didn't stand out as much as it usually does, because you usually do have that build in just like it seems to always happen with you. So it's kind of like, I mean, yeah, I know it's like a super quick audition you did, but that's just like me. And yeah, the twang, but you kind of, it felt like you were adding a twang, but I don't know if you, it was a little like, she isn't for me. But no, I liked it, and, you know, you always sound really pretty, so... Yay, Rach. Zach.
Yay, me. I didn't really have a lot of notes. I put someone's in a Lone Star mood. It's like you just came straight from recording there, and it's like, oh, hey. Anyway, I was impressed that you actually used harmony and that it was mixed well. I was happy for the mixing, so yay for that. I said the phrasing was, it was kind of beautiful. just a little beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is in his eye.
No, it didn't.
My twin.
The energy I thought was, it was a nice energy, like, I could see this being performed in, like, a coffee shop or a small venue rather than, like, a CD version or a live concert, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
And the emotion was nice. Like, of course it could have had more. Everyone could always have more, unless you're Moniker.
I guess we know who we're not going to get an audition from.
Aww.
Oh, he'll diva storm off.
Anyway, he's not Omi.
Oh, it's true. The Omi auditioned already.
Aww. We can't...
But the energy, I approve of it. The emotion, it was very fitting for this setting. And overall, it was an extremely polished audition.
Yes.
Definitely. Even especially for a cookie. Like, for like 10, 15 minutes, it was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, that, definitely.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by that. Okay, so we have one more audition to go. Gildragon is up next.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
So it was Gildragon with Fever, originally by Peggy.
Fever. I love this song.
And I get Zell, who loves the song once again on a song she loves. Goes again.
Peggy Lee is my idol, so. Like this show. This to me felt like Elvis singing a Peggy Lee song, or like Elvis' take on the song. It had that very Elvis feel to it. And that's all I really had written down, because I was like, so, like, whoa, it's Peggy Lee. It sounds like Elvis singing it. So, I'm sorry, I don't have any better notes than that. Millie, save me.
I was kind of lost, and you had like this swagger to it. It was just kind of like, you were crooning and just like, okay. And I was like getting into it. I was like swaying a bit. No, your energy I thought on this was exactly where it should have been. I think you built up really well. I don't know. I was kind of too lost. I think me and Zell were kind of just like, oh, fever. So maybe the guys will have something better.
Leave it to the girls to get swooned.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I found it very sensual. It got me kind of tingly.
Ooh.
So we're not the only ones.
You're not the only ones. It works on everyone.
Oh. Now we know what the hell is up with Valak and Gil. He gives her fever.
Ooh.
The vapors.
Oh my goodness.
I I liked the phrasing that you attempted, but I feel like you could have had more. Like, he got into it, but I felt like you were a little hesitant or unsure or something was up. So it felt like it was a little reserved. Like, it felt like you were kind of tugging at the strings, but you were still restrained a little bit. And if you just let go that very little bit you were holding back, then it would have been, like, mind-blowing. But you were so close to it. Right.
Silence.
The sound of silence. Okay. Yes, Gil, I don't have much to add, but yes, you had, I love, what? Sorry, the Skype was acting up. I didn't hear. Okay.
He's in denial.
Okay, yes, Gil, you had a very, I loved your tone in this. You had great vibrato, great tone. I do agree with Zach that you could have gone a little further with it in terms of, oh shoot. I had a brain fart. That happens a lot. Sorry.
Yay.
Okay. but
and
yes.
Open the window.
That's not funny. Okay, but yes, Gil, for a quickie audition, I really liked this. Could have used a little bit more, but I still like it.
Okay, and that is all for our auditions, so I guess we should go into results.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It was results. A really important part, so...
I should have took notes.
Might have been a good idea.
It all sucks to be you.
Okay, well, I guess we'll start at the top, unless you guys want to start at the bottom. I mean...
I'll wing it. Just go. Yeah. I'll go with the flow.
So first up was Codex, and she did Little Bird by Annie Lennox.
Little Bird.
Selena, what do you say, yes or no?
She's a maybe for me, because she's really in the middle ground for me.
Yeah, me too. How about JC, Zach, any opinions to sway us?
Oh, geez. You see, I like her voice, but I feel like she didn't really show us enough tonight.
I think this was a very, very good, like, starting point.
Yeah.
She needs to go up from here.
And
like,
what I...
Don't backslide.
Yeah, what I'd like to recommend for Codex is, like, with this song, she did, like, the whole first verse, like, there's two parts of it, and I think that if she had done the first verse and then gone into the chorus, we would have had more range shown, and, like, more, like, there would have been more of a build-up instead of it kind of just being, like, that one part. I think that that's, like, one of the main things she missed was a build-up, is so that we could see a lot more.
Mm. And also, she had that second take click at 112.
Yeah, so it just has to, like, watch, like, clicks and stuff, but...
So it's sounding like a bunch of no's right now?
But, of course, like, but we want to see a re-audition and just,
right.
Like, keep on moving forward because this was a big step forward and just keep on going that direction.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a no from me.
No from me, too.
Yeah, me too. But I want you to re-audition really, really badly.
Yes, Codex, show us more. Show us what you can do. Really do.
Show us your teeth.
Right.
Okay. So, then Omi, who did Get It Right from Glee.
Omi.
Looking back at my notes.
I'm very torn on this one.
Me too. There are a lot of middle grounds tonight.
Yeah.
You see, I liked what he had, but I think it needed more energy.
Yeah, like, and I really liked him vocally. Like, it was a really good vocal performance.
Oh, definitely, yes.
The only thing it was, like, lacking was the emotion.
That's true.
And I know Omi can do emotion, but if we're too... Since this is, like, we're seeing you right now, we're not looking at your old stuff, I would say that he would need more energy.
Yeah.
Because it's Rachel Berry and she's big and loud and all that.
And so over the top, yeah.
And always crying.
Always.
And funny so facial expressions.
Yeah. Never mind, I would just go there. So, Zell, yes or no?
Oh. Pass.
That's not fair.
Fine, you know, I'll go first. I am gonna say yes. Because my only issue with it was the emotion, and it wasn't even completely not there, it was just, should have been bigger. But I still liked it, so yes.
I think I'm gonna say yes too. It's just, look out for those puffs and make sure you're pumped to be singing whatever songs you choose. Bust a move, boy.
Well,
now bust a move.
I'm gonna give a no. Because I want to hear him re-audition with something better and prove that he deserves to be in this thing. Rather than just passing him through and assuming that he'll do better. That could be someone else's spot, you know. Someone who earned it.
Okay, Zell, you're the deciding vote.
Have the dog pick.
The dog's not even here anymore.
I guess I should say this to the people listening. You need 3 yeses to go through. Just so you know.
Oh, thanks for the pressure. Now the pressure's
on. This is life
on.
Or death. Let's hope he doesn't get shot in the face.
Twice. But it won't be for me this
time. I'll say, since I know Omi can go bigger, and he has, I'll say yes.
Okay, so Omi, you're through, but this is a conditional yes. You have to bring it on the next one emotionally.
Pump it up.
We will be counting on you.
Go the distance.
Literally.
Okay, so then next was Lady Awesome Sauce with Telephone.
Absolutely
true,
not.
Boy. I'm going to have to say no.
Me just too. Yeah, I'm a no too. I think that you should, like, work on it and, like, especially post things to hit singles on VH and improve, because you have a good base.
Yeah, you should put the song on VH and have people comment on it, you know?
No,
really get your voice out there.
But yeah, so definitely post your songs, get criticism, and work off of what people feed you.
Yeah.
Because Visual Engage have lots to help with. So. Mm-hmm.
And that's a no for me, too.
So. Sorry, but
epically.
Please work on it and then, like, audition for other shows on VH and
Lone Star.
Lone Star, too. They're all auditioning right now.
Happiest competition
on
Earth.
Dylan shows. He would love.
Oh, yeah. Audition for one of Dylan shows. I think that you have the right voice type for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one? Actually,
all of them.
Yeah, all,
every one of them.
Okay, so we'll go to
send the same song for each one.
Bad advice, Zach. Bad. Okay, Amanda, she did "Bring Me to Life" by Evanescence.
Yeah, this is another middle ground song for me because she had some nice things and then she had some things that could have been worked on.
Well. I'm going to say no. I think that you need to work on, like, breast support because you were, like, running out and it was, like, shaky all over. And don't pick such a ambitious song. Oh, wow, we're all
what an
tired.
Ambiguous
don't pick,
song.
Don't pick such an ambitious song, I think.
Is this a song or is it not? Huh. Ambiguous.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say no too. Just you have a good tone. Just I'd like to hear something where your pitch and your breath are better in control.
And Zach,
I will give you a no with a little asterisk behind it. I'm not gonna go any further than that. No, she'll just be wondering forever.
It's an ambiguous asterisk.
There we go.
Okay,
It's getting late.
Valkyrie Celeste.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I'm a big yes on that. I was like...
A yes for me, too. Yes.
It was like Attack of Awesomeness.
Yeah.
It was an ambiguous...
But you lived up to it. And you brought the boob, so...
Yep, Val.
We kind of love you now.
Hmm? We're all just like, oh my god, Val, ah! Okay, so then...
Keep bringing the boob.
Olivia.
Bust to move.
Fine, fine line. For next.
I'll give her a yes. Because I feel she has a lot of potential. And I like her voice too much to let her just slip by. I'm giving her a chance, alright?
Well, you're giving us trouble with Omi.
Yeah,
with,
I was thinking the same thing.
Burn.
I'm allowed to, though, because it's Omi.
It's true.
Because he's your old ex-code judge.
My ex-code judge.
Okay.
So, I'm at maybe right now. JC Zell, anything?
I'm gonna give her a yes, because she can sing. Just, yeah. She's gotta watch for, performance.
Yeah.
And changing melodies around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
don't do that. Just don't do that.
Well, at least it's harder to do with the music, so I don't think that she would be doing it if she's singing a song with music.
Well, if she did, then she'd stand out even more.
Exactly, especially because this is a group competition, so if she changes the melody, it'd be like, what are you doing?
That's not a harmony line, is it?
Will probably kill you.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, I...
They go, eh.
I'm a yes as well.
You could see them with, like, little finger guns doing that. Anyway.
Moving on.
Okay, so then it was Recellular with Landslide.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes for Rochelle.
Yeah, I'm a yes as well.
Yeah.
And then Valk's Boy Toy with Fever, Gildragon.
Hmm. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I will give a very sensual and tingly yes.
Yeah, I love how both of their songs were just like really
so much boob.
Yeah, like Gildragon really brought the boob.
Man boob.
No, that was I'm a big yes on Gildragon too.
Okay.
So just to review, Omi Pride 09, Valkyrie Celeste, Oliviana, Recellular, and Gildragon, you are all through. Codex, Lady Awesome Sauce, Amanda. Please, don't take this as, like, an insult or anything. Just come back and try again and just, like, take the notes we've given you and try to improve on them. Because, yeah, we'd like to hear you again. So I guess with that...
Good night, everybody.
Night-night.